It's that time of the week again.
Well, it's not really that time of the week. It's whenever you choose to listen to this podcast.
Way to stuff up the intro, Lindsay.
I think it's
coming right off the top with a little not true fact.
Well, one day it will be a true fact, Michael.
One day
we're going to have a weekly show. Yeah. We're going to spread it live over the internet. We're going to be on television, on radio, on the internet, everywhere.
Yes.
And people are going to go, man, I love Central Lindsay. They're so funny. Yeah. Especially that Lindsay guy.
You know what I hate? When Lindsay stuffs up the f***ing intro.
Lindsay stuffs up a lot, but, you know, he's got great intention. He's kind of funny. He's stuffing up everything.
He's just not quite there.
He's not quite there. He can't pronounce things properly, and sometimes he's always stuffing up. He doesn't tell the story right. He misses out the punchline.
Repeats things a few times.
Yep. He just repeats all the time. He's parroting, is what we say in the profession.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to the Central Lindsay show.
We have some, just another 40 minutes of that gold.
Oh, can't wait. If you've loved this intro, you're going to love this podcast. You're going to love it. Riveting.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about sexy commercials.
Sexy commercials.
Mm-hmm. We've got another installment of my gaming corner.
Oh, no.
My favorite segment.
Not again.
And Lindsay went to see Jurassic Park. And also, pranking.
Pranking.
People been doing it. We're going to talk about it.
Stick around.
Now, Linz, everybody's excited about Ellen.
Ellen's in town in Sydney visiting Australia. We're all really excited to have her here.
Mm. Now, we were trying to get her on the Salafap, on the Nitch and Linz interview, funny-ass people, and I reckon she counts as a funny-ass person.
Definitely.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, her publicist rang us up and swore at us and said, "Why are you wasting our time? I didn't realise you were a podcast." So, things along those lines.
But we almost had her.
Whoa, we were so close.
We were so close.
So very close.
We had her to contact. We had her publicist on the phone.
Yeah, we were within a whiskers of getting her on the show. But didn't turn out. But, Lindsay, very exciting. We have got the next best thing.
The next best thing. What's the next best thing?
Oh, Lindsay, not only do we have a movie star on the phone. Yeah. We have Hollywood star on the phone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And also Australian Hollywood superstar. His name is Yahoo Serious. Hello, Yahoo Serious.
Yahoo Serious. We've got Yahoo Serious on the phone.
Hello.
Yahoo, it's great to have you on the show. How have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, boys, it has been a whirlwind for me coming back to Australia.
Yep.
And that's a whirlwind.
A whirlwind. Like, I haven't seen you since Mr. Accident, and that was a very funny film. When you go to pick up the telephone and the iron and you burn your face, extremely funny. Did you write that?
Yeah. I didn't write it. I didn't even do that. That was my stunt double. But
Okay.
Look, it is a classic. Let's be honest here, okay?
It's a classic moment.
It's one of Australia's most favourite films, and I'm not too proud to say that.
No, it's a great film. Smashes the castle. Smashes any other Australian film we've ever produced.
Yeah.
Red Dog,
castle.
Nothing.
What's that, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
What is that?
What's Crocodile Dundee, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Where are those stars now?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, it is fantastic to be back in Australia, back in my hometown. It's been nuts over in Hollywood. I've just been getting calls left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
Just asking me to be on shows. Just, you know.
But you must be knocking a lot of those shows back because you haven't really made any appearances in like 13 years.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to pick and choose, man. Like I just the other day, I got a call from the guys that do that the show on SBS.
Yeah.
You know, the one when SBS is off the air and it's just like the picture of the map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted me to edit that for them, so.
Okay.
Had to turn that one down though, you know.
Yeah, you
gotta pick and choose.
You gotta pick and choose. Yeah, you gotta go for the big fish.
Yeah. Actually, also the other day, I actually got a call from the ABC.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So I got a call from them. That wasn't actually a job offer. That was just, you know, I owed them some money.
Okay. Unfortunate. But like, are you still cashing in on the Young Einstein movie? Because that was a really funny movie. Are you still rocking the hair?
Yeah. Yeah. Still got that. Well, not as much hair anymore.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm like 58.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, hair for men can only go so far, as they say.
Yep.
So, Shane Warne hasn't helped me out in that respect, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Saw him the other day.
How's he?
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw him on telly.
Okay.
Yeah. In my one bedroom apartment.
So things are getting pretty serious at the moment with work and family life and...
Yeah, serious is a big word. Look, it happens.
What is your last name?
I see what you did there. Should have got that one, actually.
Yeah.
Should have been on that. A little rusty on the comedy side of things, unfortunately. Haven't done much comedy recently.
Yeah.
Haven't done really much recently now, I think.
Like, we've read your bio and nothing really happening there, is there?
Yeah, look, let's be honest here. Things haven't been going great.
Yeah.
My wife left me.
Yeah, in 07, yeah.
Can't see my kids. I got sued by Yahoo.
That's right,
Tried to sue them, then they sued me back. So I don't have any money. Don't have any livelihood.
Things are a bit rough for you, old Mr. Sirius.
I just have realised what's happening to me. I have to go.
Yeah, you really need to get your life in order.
I think I'm about to run out of credit as well, because this is just the burner phone that I use for dealing meth. So I better go.
Okay, it was great talking to you, Mr. Yahoo Sirius. Yeah, I hope things really improve for you.
It was good. If you guys ever need me for, like, anything...
Yeah.
Like anything, like I can come clean your house or something.
Well, we don't make much money here, so on the podcast. Well, or are you saying anything, any job you want?
Just anything, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I'll take the rubbish out. You know, I'll do other things.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean, but we don't have a need for that on the Cinchalink Show.
I will do it. Lindsay, don't hang up on me.
Okay.
I will do any...
Snitch man, Apple is screwing us over again.
Again.
Again, they are screwing us over, not with their iPhones and their iPods or their MacBooks or whatever they say.
They're a bit of a rip, aren't they?
They are a bit of a rip.
I own four of them, but yeah, whatever.
That's not a lie, we all own them.
Yeah.
But their movies and their songs and everything from the iTunes store is a ripoff. And I'll tell you why. There's been a national inquiry about the pricing of Apple products, digital downloads specifically.
Oh, wow.
And it's come out that we pay up to 50% more than our American counterparts.
Oh.
So.
Well, you know what, Linz, man? This is about time. Because I knew that America.
Yeah.
Had been screwing us.
Had been screwing again us and over. Again.
Yeah, because it's America, all right?
Yeah.
They're an American company. They're screwing the old, down-to-earth, good old Aussie battlers.
Yeah.
Out of their good, hard-earned cash.
Just guys who just want to go home, download a song legally.
Yeah.
They want to do it legally. They want to do the right thing.
Yeah. We want to be lawful.
Yeah. But they get ripped off.
Yeah.
Just ripped off at the iTunes store. And it's like, oh, you're Australian. Got to chuck up 50% more there.
Yeah. We're going to pick your pockets.
Yeah.
We're going to come down to you blue-collar worker. Come down from your work site and just want to jam to some Rihanna? No, you can't.
No.
Work for another day so you can afford it.
I just want to go home and listen to the Baha Men.
Yeah.
But they're just charging me more. Don't we all?
Don't we all?
I want to know who let the dogs out. But when they charge me 50% more, it's just a day late robbery happening right there in the Apple store.
Mm.
It's not acceptable.
It's despicable.
It is despicable. So now we're going to fight back.
Yeah.
Australian style.
Hell yes, I like this.
Now, we have a podcast on the Apple Store.
Yes, we do. We're on iTunes.
We're a free podcast.
Of course we are. We're free for the people.
Now we're going to fight back to the Americans. We're going to start charging Americans for the podcast.
Oh, this is what I like.
There we go.
Go straight to the source.
Straight to the source. Keep it free for Australians.
Yep.
Aussies.
Your brothers.
Yeah.
Keep it 0% for them.
Guys.
Rank it up to 50%.
Yeah.
Which is $50.
Yeah.
Don't ask. The math works out.
We asked the guy in accounting.
Yeah.
He said $50. You'll be sweet.
That's a good price. That'll
send a message.
Yeah.
So Americans, the podcast is now $50.
Per episode. We're not talking a season here. Per episode. We reckon it's worth that much. That's fine, yeah. And also, we've got to mention, we're also going to be doing it for all the episodes you've downloaded. So we'll send you the invoice in the mail. Just let us know.
Yeah.
Linz, when you go on YouTube, do you get ads?
Occasionally, yeah.
You don't have an ad blocker or anything like that, do you?
No. Are there ad blockers now?
Yeah, you can get an ad blocker.
Really?
There's literally a thing called ad blocker. It's a program you can get and it'll block those ads.
That's unbelievable. What? I've got to get onto that.
This segment was going to be about just introducing you to programs, but there you go.
Wow.
Well,
Lindsay's sheltered from the world.
Go buy it now.
I'm going.
All right, no, but Linz, it's been annoying me because I don't have an ad blocker either, right?
Yep.
I'm too lazy to get it, even though I know about it. But the ads that have been coming up are starting to really piss me off.
Are they tailored to your needs or just totally out there?
No, this is... That apparently they think they are tailored to my needs, all right? So this is the first one that comes up, right? It's an ad.
Okay.
For spray on hair. for spray on hair. All right,
I've seen it. Is it where that guy's sitting down and they rub
it? The same one.
I got the same one.
I knew it.
They know us, Michael. There's like these 25-year-olds. They're losing their hair. They feel the fear.
You know what the worst thing is about this ad? Yep. For people who want it, it's an ad and it's got people like basically shaking like dark dust on someone's head and rubbing it in, being like, hey, check this guy out. Full head of hair right now. Yeah, am I right? No, all right?
No.
I'm not interested, guys. But the worst thing is it is so poorly made. It has obviously been made on like a camcorder at some convention.
It is a convention, yeah. Some guy just looking down,
And it's been edited in iMovie and they've just slapped some random like dance track over the top of it. So honestly, they think that our hair is that bad don't even need to try to sell it.
These men are so desperate because they're losing their hair at such a rapid rate.
Yeah.
They'll go into anything.
Seriously, just get some footage from that convention that you had in India, all right? Apparently it is because half the dudes are Indian.
And it doesn't even look like hair. It looks like they're spray painting his head.
Exactly, yeah. It's literally just spray on hair.
Well, that'll do the job.
All right, so look, I've got that off my chest, but there is another one.
Hang on, have you bought this product?
No.
It was like I said, a little spray there.
It did convince
me
eventually.
Your fringe is getting a little bit longer.
They were right. I was desperate. They knew me, so. But they've really gone off the rails for the second one that I've been getting.
Here we go.
I have been getting ones for pregnancy tests.
What?
For pregnancy tests.
Pregnancy tests?
Yeah. And it's not like it's actually even like pointed at me. It's not like, get your girlfriend this pregnancy test. It's not even aimed at me. It's like, hey, try out this pregnancy test. It'll even tell you when your baby is coming. Either they think that I'm an elderly man.
Yeah.
Or I'm a female in the prime of her life.
Well, you never know, Michael, because, you know, they might know that you're in a relationship on Facebook and they might suspect.
But I'm not. That's the thing.
They know. They know.
Now, how do they know?
Michael, they have cameras everywhere. Google is looking. There's those two O's, the camera's right on your life.
Well, if they knew anything about me, they know the last thing I want is kids.
The other night, Michael, I went to see Jurassic Park 3D at the IMAX.
Mm, exciting.
I was really excited. I was like a 5.5-year-old when I went to see it the first time. 20 years since I've seen it in the cinemas.
That's a long time.
I was super pumped.
It is one of my favorite films, actually.
You know what?
It is a fantastic film.
It's a great film. If you have to go back to it and see it again, definitely go do it. Definitely go check it out at the IMAX. It's just a mind-blowing experience. Hasn't aged a bit. And every, like, quote and meme that exists from Jurassic Park, you always give a bit of a laugh.
All right, which one did you like the best? Was it the, What does he say? The little
No, until you say the magic word.
Oh, that's it.
No, I laughed when he said, welcome to Jurassic Park. And I'm like, that's him. It's him. it's a
classic.
Great moment.
It's classic.
Classic moment. Classic moment. But this is my favorite part of seeing like all the whole movie again and all the little memes in between, little laughs, little fun.
I like how you call them memes like they were meant to be memes in 1993.
They thought of them. They knew what was happening.
The internet's going to be great. There's going to be heaps of cat pictures, but we're going to get a hold on the memes.
There was one guy there who was sitting about two seats down from me, and he had this moment, this epiphany in the movie.
Okay.
When they were explaining the plot. So for those who aren't familiar or who can't remember with Jurassic Park, the way they make dinosaurs is they use frog DNA to fill in the DNA that they find in those little mosquitoes.
The amber.
Yeah, in the amber. This guy, when they said life will find a way because frog's DNA fills in the gaps.
Yeah.
This guy sitting two seats down from me went, oh, I get it. That's where they went wrong. This guy
said what?
He's put the puzzle pieces together and gone, that's where they went wrong.
Of course. It makes so much more sense now.
This is where they screwed up.
He's literally had 20 years to get the plot to Jurassic Park, but he gets it. He had to see it in 3D to understand it, to understand those 3D themes. Now, Linz, you know sometimes you talk to people that have been injured, like, and they've got, like, an arm sling on.
Yeah, I have a friend who's actually fallen off a skateboard and broken his elbow.
Well, you see, that's a good excuse. I like that excuse for being injured.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what the excuse I don't like when I see someone that's injured? It's got like an ankle brace on or something. They're like, I did it at the gym. You know what? Screw you. All right. You got to say that you went to the gym and you've been working so hard that you managed to hurt yourself. It's really hard. Well, I thought it was really hard to hurt yourself at the gym.
I think it really is because there's so many safety precautions. Yeah. All the machines have like ligaments holding all the weights together and everything. Like, I don't know how you would hurt yourself.
Yeah, then the second you start doing something wrong on a machine, one of the trainers will just come off and just slap you off it.
Like, get off there! You don't know what you're doing.
You're doing it wrong.
You're not worthy of this gym.
You're not meant to put your foot through that, okay? But I thought that up until yesterday, okay?
Oh, no.
Up until yesterday.
Oh, Michael the gym junkie.
I told you, when we were talking about this on the way to the studio, I have started working out a little bit, all right? I've started maybe getting a bit of cardio, nothing crazy, no weights or anything, just a bit of running, a bit of push-ups, you know, use my own body weight, you know?
Well,
nothing
too crazy. The double chin is slightly getting smaller.
It's getting smaller.
It's getting smaller. I can kind of see a jawline.
I think it's because it's because I've been bobbing up and down on the on the treadmill so much. It's bringing it back in.
Yeah.
It's good, but you see, I do the running on the treadmill, so I do like a 20-minute session, and it builds up.
No one cares about your workout routine.
It's part of the story.
No, it's not part of the story. It's you going, I'm going to the gym, ladies.
No.
Stand back.
Look out.
Snitches in the town.
I'll be able to run for at least 20 minutes. It'll be fantastic. But, Linz, I do this 20-minute thing, and it gets to like a peak in the middle, right?
Yep.
So when you're running your fastest. So this is the point where I'm just like, oh, I'm killing it. Absolutely killing it. But you know what? Oh, I'm getting a bit sweaty. I'm running at this
sweating.
Oh, everything's sweating. My whole face is just breaking out. Because it really doesn't take much to get me sweating like a pig.
You are just a sweaty sack boy.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, well, I better towel myself off while I'm doing this run. So I grab the towel. And because I don't have a proper gym towel, I've got a full beach towel that I take.
This is amateur stuff. You're wiping yourself down with a towel whilst you are running.
Well, you say, I thought that was just what you did.
No, that's not common gym. No one does that.
Okay.
No one does
that.
No one is too cool to go, hang on, I've got to do two exercises at once. I've got to towel myself down whilst exercising. You're still sweating.
No, I was right at the peak of my run. You can't stop at the peak. What's the point of that?
I don't.
You see what I mean?
You got me there.
But the mistake that I did make was it was like a full beach towel. Okay, I should have taken a smaller one because I get the towel up, right? And I put it on my face and I realize that the whole towel has gone like right over my head. So apparently when I can't see when I'm running.
Blind.
Have you ever played that game Quop with the guy, the impossible game where you have to make the guy run?
No.
You've never played that game?
I haven't played it, no.
Where you have to hit like the buttons and the guy like moves like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was exactly the same. I put this over my head and I just lost all coordination. So I'm just trying to get this towel off my head.
You blacked out literally.
Pretty much, yeah. And the second I get the towel off my head is like, that at that very moment, my feet left the back of the treadmill, and I'm just, bam, hit the treadmill. Right?
And the face is just like grinding away.
No, you've seen Funny Stone videos. Everybody knows what happens then.
Yep.
You hit the treadmill, and then inertia just pushes you straight off the back of it.
Where's the injuries, Michael?
The great thing was, I actually didn't hurt myself, which was fantastic. All right.
Usually if you go to the gym, Sam.
Yeah, it's because we go to the gym. Didn't have any injuries, but man, tell you what a workout.
No, so it's fantastic. Not a workout. Snitch, mate, Hollywood pranks are happening at the moment. And what I'm talking about is people are rearranging their mobile phones, so somehow hacking into their mobile phones to appear as if they are calling from celebrity homes.
Oh.
Okay.
Now that's clever.
That is kind of like clever. That. It's a bit technical. It's a bit savvy.
Can I ask who's behind it? Is it Ashton Kutcher?
It's not Ashton Kutcher.
It's the Kutcher, isn't it?
But he's involved.
Yeah.
He's been pranked.
Oh, he's been pranked.
He's been punked.
Well, there you go.
There we are.
What goes around comes around.
Exactly. But this is what's happening is these pranksters are appearing as if they're from within the home.
Right.
Okay? Because they're using their mobile phones.
Okay.
They're pretending to be celebrities and therefore they are calling the police, quite serious.
Oh, well, yeah.
And saying that someone is breaking into their home with a gun or someone's been shot or someone is coming to harm them. So it's quite serious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the LAPD. You don't mess with them.
So now the police are saying they're not going to take these calls as seriously as they once did. They're going to try and, you know, suss out if it's the actual celebrity.
Right, try and trip them up a little bit.
Exactly.
Ask them some questions that only the celebrities would know.
Exactly.
Yeah. How long have you been married for? Huh? Who did you sleep with before her? Maybe get a little bit of gossip out there. You never know.
You never know. They could just sell it to the magazine.
Yeah.
Are you source?
Yeah.
A police officer. Said.
A police officer. A pissed off one.
So what might happen is a celebrity might be in genuine trouble and the police may or may not actually help. It might sound a little bit like this.
Hello, please. police, fire, ambulance, 911.
Hello, is it the police?
Yes, this is the police.
My name's Hugh Jackman. Someone is actually breaking into my Hollywood home. Can you guys send some kind of SWAT team or something? I don't know if they're armed or something, but it looks sounds quite serious, actually, mate. You there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, man, this is quite serious. Really?
Real serious, yeah, I know. All right. What's your name? What's your real name?
Hugh Jackman, look at the... Trace the call. It's Hugh Jackman here.
Yeah, no, I can see where the call's coming from, all right. And I know you pranksters are up to something, so... All right, no. Screw yourself.
No, man, sir, mate, don't hang up!
Hello, 911.
It's Hugh Jackman. You hung up with me, mate. Like, something's seriously going to break in. Like, I think he's got a gun. My wife and children are in another room. I'm in the study. I can't get to my Wolverine claws.
Hey, guys. This guy, he's actually pretty good at it. Yeah, no, he sounds just like Hugh Jackman. Seriously, no, come listen to it. No. Talk again.
No, mate, bloody hell, there's someone coming into the house. No. They've got a gun.
See what I mean? He's crazy. He's really good. I know.
Shit, they're in the house, mate. They're just behind the door.
Sorry, mate. I've got to take another call. My girlfriend's calling me.
No, dude, this is Hugh Jackman.
Hello, 911. Please don't be a pranker.
Dude, it's
a pranker again.
No, he's got to get to my head. He's got to get to my head. He's going to pull the trigger. You've got to go to the SWAT team.
Stop calling us up and pranking us, all right?
Dude, it's going to be over in a second. My life is flashing before my eyes.
Yeah, look, I don't even mind if... what, you got like a gun to your head or something? Hello? Hey, guy, that might have been Hugh Jackman. Hey, Jill, can you get me some coffee?
Linz, it's been a while, but it's time we got back to basics on this show, okay? It's time that we get back to the people, start telling our opinions to people.
We're always telling our opinions to people. We're telling funny stories. We're having a bit of a laugh on the podcast.
I'm talking about the cold hard facts, Linz, all right?
Cold hard facts? What do you
cold,
mean?
Cold hard facts, because it's time for this...
Nintendo. PlayStation. Joysticks.
Control pads.
Hey, come over and play some World of Warcraft.
Why don't you?
Do you know about games, bro?
With music.
Games are awesome and I play them. Hey, I love games. They're the best.
It's Snitches Gaming Corner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hate this segment.
Oh, I love this segment.
No.
Ooh, I know it's been a while since we've had it, so I've got some doozies here.
No, you're the most ill-informed gamer. You're not even a gamer. You're just a person who has a rant.
Linz, man, you don't need to be a gamer. You just need to be passionate, right?
No.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
You're passionate about anything.
All right, my issue number one, numero uno, BioShock Infinite, all right?
Great
shit
game.
Shit house.
What?
Yeah. Don't like it, all right? Yeah, you want to be up on land now, do you? You want to be up in the sky? Forget about it. Shit. Go back underwater.
It's been hailed as the greatest game. It's mind-blowing, Michael. You haven't read the storyline. You don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? Games don't need storylines, all right? Just give me some straight-up action, all right?
No.
Just bring up back those characters from the old one.
No.
Just bring them back in. And that's just shoot him, okay?
No, don't do that. That's just ruining
also
everything.
Also, the girl in that, don't like her, all right?
But
get the girl from Half-Life 2, put her in there.
She's extremely relatable.
Perfect.
It's great lore in there.
Nah, I don't understand it, and I don't want to.
You're just like worse than the troll. You don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, next issue, Luigi's Mansion.
Great game you're playing at the moment.
Yeah, not a feeling it. Let's get Luigi out of the mansion, all right?
No.
Let's get him... No, he's not...
Well, where's he going to go? That's the whole point.
Let's put him into Mario games because he's a skinnier Mario, all right? So remake Mario Galaxy, but do it with Luigi.
Luigi's Galaxy.
Yeah, Luigi's Galaxy. See, that's got a better ring to it.
No, it doesn't. Luigi is...
good, yeah. So forget the mansion. I don't know why he's in there.
He's hunting ghosts, like Ghostbusters. Everyone loves Ghostbusters.
You know what's wrong with that?
What?
I'll start on Ghostbusters later. You know what's wrong with that, Linz, man?
What?
Ghosts aren't real, all right? Make them like reality, okay? That's what games are there for.
No.
It's not to get lost in the game. It's to face the cold, hard face of reality.
No, that's what you watch the news for, all Michael. Right. Games are to escape from your reality, to hide your misery somewhere else and to enter a happy place.
All right, also Ghostbusters game, same issue, all right?
Oh.
Not real.
No.
Okay?
bring it back into reality, get rid of the suits, put them in some nice kind of corduroy pants and a polo shirt.
No!
And then just have them like chilling out and having some drinks.
The Ghostbusters game was like the third movie. That's what they actually said it was. It was written and directed. It still had the same original voice actors. It was an amazing game.
Get rid of the voice actors, right? I don't care.
It was the original actors.
I don't care. Just put some other people in there. Put some more interesting voices. Those guys are old. I don't care. Whatever.
What?
Here we go. Next one.
Bill Murray.
Last one. All right. We've got some new generation consoles coming out, Liz, man.
Yeah, we do. Some exceptional. We have the Wii U. We have the PlayStation 4. We have the Durango.
I can't even get started on the Wii U. All right. How much I dislike that
thing. I've got it in my car right now. It's great.
See, the whole fact that you have it in your car, that already annoys me.
You can look at two screens now.
No.
You've got the option.
You know what, Liz, man? I don't have the time. I've got more important things to do. All right. Give me one screen. Give me one console. Okay. That's all I need.
No. You can have multiple consoles. You can have multiple phones.
Actually, I've been thinking about this now, and tell me if I'm a little bit off here because I feel like I'm right. Let's just get all the consoles and just put them into one.
One day that will be a reality.
Also, just cancel the multiplayer stuff because nobody wants to play against other people.
No, it's healthy to have competition.
Don't worry about it. Just have single player games. All right, and only shoot them up.
No, perfect. No, you're ruining.
And then everyone's happy. So there we go.
It's taken us 20 years to get here, Michael. We can't just get rid of them.
And that was Snitch's Gaming Corner.
It sucks.
Snitch, mate, there's been an outcry by the public against adult advertising. So advertising adult themes, adult products, you know, certain sexual things that are happening amongst our community.
Yeah.
The public doesn't like it and they don't want to have to explain it to their kids.
Oh, that's fair enough.
So there's been a bit of a backlash saying we need adult advertisement to be G-rated. Well, have a listen to this and see what you think.
It was a blustery day at the train shed. Hello, Percy, said Gordon. I'm feeling a bit randy, and it's getting a bit steamy up in here. But I don't know how long I can keep my boiler running, said Gordon sadly. Try some Cialis, said Percy. But if symptoms persist, or your piston stays up longer than 4 hours, see your train master straight away. I need to oil up my caboose, said James. Well, keep a tube of KY jelly handy, said Percy. It's great for that. Or maybe you like getting your steam whistle blown. Well, try Trojan-flavored condoms. They're the best. Maybe your fat controller is getting off one stop too early. Well, then try Men's Excite Pill. It'll keep you running all night.
Time for some meditation.
Time to relax.
Let's just kick straight into it, Linsman, because I don't even have the strength to keep talking.
Oh.
Except, you know, once we're in meditation.
Okay, let's just dive into the abyss.
Michael.
Lindsay.
Have you noticed since that song Thrift Shop came out, a lot more things seem to cost 99 cents?
That's what it was.
And everyone's going, how much it cost?
Yeah, but shit, it was 99 cents. Sneaky bastards.
It's a phenomenon that's striking our nation.
Ellen's man.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually know the difference between llamas and alpacas?
I don't think so.
I don't think that that's a thing. I think they're the same thing.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
You're onto something.
Keep thinking about it.
Michael, in Japan, they build their houses with paper. In Canada, they build their houses with igloos. I mean, ice. Igloos have ice.
These are all massive generalizations, but yes.
Yeah. What can we construct our houses with here? Because these must be so cheap.
Beer cans.
There we go. There we go. That's going.
It's already done. It's already happening.
It's already happened. Yeah. I was going to build my house with VB cans, but it's been done before.
Sorry. Ellen, do you know dogs?
Mm-hmm.
They can hear much higher pitched sounds than we can.
Oh yes, I've heard so.
Yeah. If I just like talked in a really high pitched voice all the time, does that mean only dogs could hear me?
Dogs could not only hear you, but understand you.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, we are. What if evolution continues, we somehow develop like a third arm, like in our gut, just hangs out in the middle. That would be so cool. When you think,
get to the reactor. Quaid, get to the reactor.
Eventually.
already told my joke, but I did it in a really high-pitched voice, so I don't think the dogs will understand that one.
I just heard a howl outside. Yeah. Apparently it wasn't very good. What if what if we lived in the world of High School Musical, where everything, every bad thing or every good thing had to be a dance or a song or something like that?
Yeah, what about it?
What would that be like? It'd be really stressful having to come up with songs all the time.
Yeah, it would be.
Just like Bring It On or all those dances up to the streets.
Is it illegal to talk normally?
Yeah, yeah, no, you like have to say, but like every kind of conversation has to end in some kind of like throwdown of dance.
I feel like this is a setup for a sketch that we don't have.
Yeah.
In Frogger, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't the frog just like cross the street at night when there were barely any cars?
Man.
His chances of getting squished then are much less.
I cannot believe no one has thought of this.
Just go at night, you stupid amphibian.
Just wait.
And also, this has been mentioned before, but why does he drown when he falls in the water? He's a friggin' frog.
Who knows? The developers weren't thinking that day.
Idiots.
Outro!
And that is yet another Snitch and Lins podcast for you. I feel very regal now that I'm actually sitting down and have my elbows on the studio thing. I feel like I'm on a talkback station.
You really...
Like I'm Alan Jones.
Yeah, you look like an Alan Jones. So you just need the golden mic.
It's a bloody outrage.
Bloody outrage.
Bloody outrage that they're taking your kids away.
Because that's all he says, isn't it? Bloody outrage, that one.
As far as I know. I mean, you know, I could be wrong.
He could say more?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't be wrong because I'm on an AM station. No one's wrong on AM.
What do you mean?
Well, they're not wrong. They're always right.
So the guys on FM, always wrong.
Always wrong.
Always on the hot
Consistently
seat.
Consistently incorrect.
Getting grilled and just doesn't know the facts.
Yeah. So that says a lot about where we're trying to get to, doesn't it?
We're in the right place.
Yes.
We're in the right business.
And like we like to say every week, Lindsay.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Oh, it's working now.
The other night, Michael, I went to see Jurassic Park 3D in the IMAX.
Yeah.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, good fun.
Yeah, 20 years, took me back when I was 5.5.
Did you feel like you were there? Did you feel like those dinosaurs were real?
They were lashing out at me. Let's take it from the top.
My heart is set on you.
You are the one I want.
You wanna? What? What was that part?
You wanna?
Is that a thing?
I think so. It says something there.
I don't think that is. I don't think.
You are the one I want.
You wrecked it.
You are the one I want.
You're the one I want.
No, there's something there. You wanna? The guys say something. They do.
No.
They do. We sung it in choir. They did. I remember saying something.
You're making it up.
I'm not making it up.
No. It must have been like a smudge on your paper or something.
Yeah, I was like, you wanna?
You wanna?
Saying that?
Yeah, I was like, why does he keep on saying you wanna?
You wanna?